I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm knackered.
It's Friday, people, and Laura is pooped.
You know when your eyes feel really tired, then you can't like open them properly.
I hate that feeling. And when you feel like you've got really big bags under your eyes as well.
God, I'm absolutely shattered.
Tell them why you're knackered though, mate.
Well, this
might get people a bit mad, okay? This is a little... FYI, this might get you a bit mad.
I've had some long days, right? That's why I'm tired.
But what happened on these long days?
Well, on Wednesday, we obviously went to Leeds and worked.
Busy old day that was.
Busy old day. Long day.
We didn't get home till 9 p.m.
Long day. To be fair, we did work. We did actually work.
We did.
Right? We were in the Ivy in Leeds, but we worked hard.
I mean, we worked with a bottle of pale rosé.
Yeah.
But that is the way to work.
That's the way to work.
If you're going to work hard, do it with a bottle of pale rosé.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then yesterday, I was in Manchester at the Ivy.
So hang on a minute. Let's get this straight. You have been to two Ivies 2 days in a row. Leeds and then Manchester.
Yeah, I'm so tired.
People are going to be switching off. It's going to be like, no, sorry, can't deal with this. Yeah.
It's the travelling, right?
Well, it's the travelling.
It's not the wine.
And it's the talking to people.
It's the social.
Yeah. Wednesday, you're all right because you're with me. We can go quiet if we want. We can just scroll on our phones and not look at each other and not talk to each other if we so choose.
Yeah.
However, you couldn't do that yesterday.
Well, we talked about my social battery, right? It's flat. It's out. I've got nothing. If you put me in one of those little fairy light little things, the fairy lights wouldn't come on.
Yeah, we go.
Yeah, you'd shake the battery, right? And you kind of hit it on the table. That'd be me. It still wouldn't work.
She's done.
I am done for the week. I'm tired.
But still, Ivy in Manchester, because we always go to the Ivy in Leeds.
Nice. Oh my God.
Is it?
It's three floors, mate.
Is it?
Got Ivy, normal Ivy on the bottom, Ivy Asia in the middle. Ivy.
Hang on, let's just stay on the Ivy Asia for a minute.
Never been in it.
But did you walk through it?
No.
Oh, okay.
There was a delightful looking man that opened the door. I thought,
okay, tell me more about
him. Can we have a table by the door, please?
Could you come and join us, please?
I mean, he's obviously employed because of how he looks. Like, it's so obvious, isn't it?
But was he good at his job as well?
Well, he opened doors very well and he pushed the lift button very well.
Well, there we go.
And he's very dapper, like dressed in just lovely, really.
Okay, let's forget the Ivy Leeds from now on. Let's go Manchester.
Yeah, they don't have door people.
No, mind you, they do have Mugwa. We like Mugwa.
Yes.
I am a bit bored of Mugwa now. I've seen him many times. Also, he wasn't very attentive to us last
time.
He wasn't, not on Wednesday.
And he left. No, it was a new barman.
No, but Mugwa was there. He was working in the restaurant.
He served me. You went to the toilet for about 15 minutes.
He wasn't attentive to me.
He was lovely.
Oh, was he?
I tested the rosé.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you were in the toilet.
Okay, well, listen, I want some attention from Mugwa.
Leave Mugwa alone. Just because you're jealous that Mugwa likes me more than you.
I'm literally jealous. I'm not even going to deny it. I wanted some Mugwa attention.
Well, yeah. So anyway, you go up on a lift, so you miss the middle floor, right?
Right, okay.
I've never been in an Ivy Asia. I would imagine it's lovely. Mm,
there's
right?
one next door to the one in Leeds, isn't there? But we just never go in.
Maybe we should, but oof, wouldn't feel right, would it?
Change, something different.
No.
<They're> terrifying.
Going that door? No. Anyway, so, oh, mate, the bar, the rooftop.
Ooh. Oh, rooftop Ooh. Bar. Ooh. Now you're talking. We so were you sat outside?
Well, it's no, that would be very cold.
Well, I thought it might be heaters.
No.
And blankets?
No, it's like glass roof.
Oh,
oh mate.
Nice.
Fires everywhere.
We got to go. Leeds Schmieds. I don't want to go there again.
Yeah, it's right next to 20 Stories. Have you been to 20 Stories before?
Yes.
So that's like kind of next to it. But okay. It's just lovely. The only thing I would say that lets the ivy down.
Here
just
we go.
A bit, 'cause I am like almost a... what do you call them? You know, when you go in and you don't say who you are, but you're like
a
Julia
regular?
Roberts in My Best Friend's Wedding. Like a food critic. I'm an Ivy critic.
Right.
That's what I
okay.
am, right? The menu for lunch isn't great.
Well, do you know what? We thought this on Wednesday, didn't we? And I've never really thought too much about this before, okay?
Mm.
However, what we fancied on Wednesday was little bits. We
tapas kind of small
yeah,
plates.
We were saying this, that kind of we don't like a big old
no.
meal. It intimidates us. Putting a load of food on a plate intimidates us. It's like, oh, how am I going to get through that? We like little bits and picking, don't we? Sharing.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are the same, actually.
Yeah.
So on Wednesday, we went to look, didn't we, at the menu. And we were like, oh, we're struggling. Yeah, they do fries.
Yeah.
We wanted something a bit more, didn't we? And
yeah.
we struggled to find some
they
nice
do
little
a garlic
bits.
Bread.
They don't even do a garlic bread. What kind of a place is this?
I mean, for God's sake, Ivy, Manchester. Pan con acco, not on the menu.
I mean, what?
Anyway, let's quickly talk about Gino De Campo's restaurant. Right, we're in Leeds
yes!
now. Sorry.
Back
we're
in Leeds,
from,
guys.
We're back in Leeds. So we've walked past that bar a couple of times and thought, oh, that looks nice. But we've never been in, have we?
No, because
it's not a bar, it's a
because
restaurant.
It's different. It's somewhere.
Yeah, it's not,
it's
the,
not the Ivy in
Leeds.
In Leeds.
Anyway, I was like, let's go there. And you were like, oh, I'm not sure, mate. You were really funny.
Do
you were
know
like,
what?
I like the atmos in here. And I looked round. I was like, there was like 10 people in there and there was really no atmosphere. And I was like, all right.
What I do like about the Ivy, you can go and sit at the bar and yeah, there might not be small plates, but we know the rosé is good and there is an atmosphere at the bar. The bar staff are good. There's people coming and going. And I thought, I don't want to go and sit in an empty bar. And I was worried, okay? We had this debate, didn't we, for probably
I was like, come on. You're like, no. I was like, come on. You're like, oh, I like people. I was like, there's no one in here. There's no one in
I
here.
I want to stay with Mugwa. I can't leave Mugwa. He's not giving me any attention yet.
Anyway, good decision because I'm telling
nice.
You what, it was nice. It was. I tell you what, I would probably go there rather than the Ivy next time.
I mean, don't tell the Ivy. Also, as well, it is nearer to the train station. So it's less of, so we get off the train,
yeah.
It's like a 2-minute walk rather than a 7-minute walk.
It's really nice.
So nice.
It's really nice.
Yeah, also,
the
there was
garlic
dapper
bread.
People in there.
Dapper people.
There.
I mean, by that time, I was kind of cross-eyed, so I couldn't really see anything. But I just remember that garlic bread. The little bit I had of it, because recently Becky just seems to eat all of my food.
Guys, I can't stop eating. I don't know what's the matter with me. I know I was saying earlier, I can't eat a big plate, but if there's little bits in front of me,
she can.
I can snaffle, truffle it up. I had two dinners the other night, didn't I?
You had two dinners. We had the garlic bread, we had some arancini balls.
Yes, cheesy rice balls.
Yeah,
weren't they?
Which came with this lovely sauce,
it
right?
It was a red pepper dip.
Right, so you had your two balls and there was one ball left. And I thought, if she eats my ball, I'm gonna smack her. She's going to be on the floor.
I didn't have your ball.
Don't
did
you
I?
Go near my ball.
Did I have your ball?
I was worried because I could see you like.
Oh, yeah,
and I was like,
I was
Christ, my
it.
Ball is going to go. But anyway, what really annoyed me is that you left my ball.
Yeah.
But you bloody mopped up all the nice sauce with the bloody garlic bread. I was like, and the chips, the bloody chips.
Yeah.
I had about four chips, by the way.
I had the rest. Did I actually?
You had all the sauce, all the mayo.
That sauce was
I had
delightful.
A dry ball. Yeah. That's all I had. A dry ball. Whilst you were like, bloody.
Well, there was one other dish we had. Oh, a caprese salad.
Yeah, didn't have a lot of that, if I'm honest. You're like, I'll just finish this off. I was like, well, you might as well, because you started it.
I could have eaten it again. I kid you not, I could have had another dish or that again. what is the matter with me at the moment? I cannot stop. I'm hungry all the time.
But anyway, that is a lovely bar.
Yeah, we would recommend it. If you're going to Leeds and you just fancy sitting at a bar with a nice wine or a cocktail or little bits.
Gino de Campo. Weren't we doing that? Gino de Campo.
Why were we doing that?
Weren't we doing that in...
Well, we did a video, didn't we? We filmed a video at the bar, and in our drunken state, you were like, let's collab with him. Let's collab with him on it. And I was like, yeah, great idea. And surprise, surprise, has he accepted our collab? No, he has not.
God, did we collab with them? I don't remember.
We collabed with, no, not with the restaurant, with him.
Oh, well, that's a bit rude, isn't it? Well, I've not seen our cheaters videos.
I think after Alison Halland, sorry, Ali H, Alison Hammond followed us, we thought, well, they'll probably know each other. So if he sees us on her Instagram, he'll be like, oh, those girls. Yeah, in our drunken minds, that was our logic. But obviously, he hasn't collabed with us. So we're still waiting for that, Gino. Anytime now. We'll accept that collab.
We need to go to Ivy Manchester Rooftop, okay?
That's today?
The next, no.
Three IVs in a row?
No, absolutely not. No.
I forgot we hadn't done the intro yet. Oh my God, was that the longest bit into an intro we've ever
done?
9 minutes.
But here we are.
I thought we were coming to the end of the podcast then. That's what I thought. I thought, right, we're wrapping things up. This is the Laura and Becky Show. We are best mates. We used to be on the radio. We ain't anymore because we do this podcast.
We are now sponsored by Prince Family Law Solicitors, Redbrick Estate Agents and East Midlands Airport.
And we're going to be there next week, aren't we? Which we're V excited about. I need to talk about... hang on, we've got some messages.
We've got some real messages to read. We have had so many messages, right? And if we don't get back to you, it's not because we're being rude, but sometimes when you read them and then you don't reply straight away, they just disappear and it's really irritating.
It's a lot of admin at the moment. We don't need to sound like a pair of idiots, but there's a lot of admin keeping up with them all. I want to start with this one because this nearly made me cry last night when I read this.
Go on.
No joke. This was actually an email that we got in, right? What the heck was that? Is someone knocking on the door? No? Okay.
What?
I thought someone was knocking on the studio door. No?
I think so.
Okay. So this is, I don't actually know how to pronounce her name. Karen? Do you know how to say it?
Karen?
Oh, hang on. Lula Bell. What? I don't understand. Okay, anyway, here's the email. Hello, I don't know if this will get to you two, but I just had to send it. It got to us, we've received.
Yes.
I started listening to your show about a week ago and I haven't stopped since. My husband is active duty with the Navy and he's been gone for over a year now. A year?
Does that mean she's not seen him for a year?
I think so. That is nuts. We have a daughter and she's 3 years old, so it's just her and I.
Can I just say something? Mm. I thought this was going to be a cheater request when I first started reading it.
Did you?
Yeah, I was like, oh no, he's been gone a year. Here we go.
No, I'm pleased to say it's
not. Yeah, it's not.
There are good days and there are bad days, but I do get extremely lonely without my husband. However, since I found your show, it's been good days. Oh. Mate, that is so nice. You make me laugh so hard. I listen all day long. You are the first thing I put on in the morning. My daughter now calls you two my friends on the radio. It has been it's been such a nice change. Thank you for making my world brighter. I wish I was in the UK so I could meet up. Best wishes, Lula Bell. I swear to God, I was in bed last night with my electric blanket on. I read that and I nearly cried. I was
it's lovely.
That is so nice.
I like how you use I was in bed, not just in bed, with my electric blanket on.
Oh yeah, cozying up for the evening.
That is lovely. So is it Lula?
Lula Bell. Thank you so much for sending that.
Yeah, we're here every day now. That's it, you can't get rid of us.
Babes,
and Lula
we're with
Bell,
you.
Where are you in the world? We like hopping on planes.
Yeah, we'll come see you.
Yeah,
in the States.
Let us know.
We'll come over.
Yeah.
For
is Pell
Rose.
States?
I feel like there's a lot
of people in the States have found us recently.
Yeah, it's through the videos, isn't it?
I think so. But hello, Lula Bell. Thank you for listening.
We've got another message as well, haven't we? That's a really good one. Hang on. Oh God, where is this now?
I can't keep up with them.
Oh, okay. So this is funny. So this was a message we got on Instagram from Hannah. So I work in a preschool. Yesterday, we had a new kid start. And when his mum picked up, she was wearing the exact same fleeces that you wear for your stakeout. And I had to stop myself from laughing.
I love that. Do you think anyone's worn their fleece and someone's gone up to them and gone, oh my God, are you the go from the, and they'll be like, what are you talking about?
I think it might have happened because they are now notorious with spying. Like, if you have that fleece, you probably can't wear it. And I bet a lot of mums wear it on the school run, don't they? This is brilliant.
I have to say, in fact, I'm going to save it for the mate. The mate, we're going to talk a little bit more about it, actually, but let's save it for the mate. But the amount of pictures we've been sent of fleeces is... There's really nice ones in Asda and George.
Yes.
Have you seen those?
Yes. Have you also seen the next one that's got the cheetahs
on them?
Yes. Mate, we might have to get that one just for the sake of it. Oh, it would be criminal if we didn't get that cheetah fleece. They're so good.
I'll have a look.
Okay, right. We're going to have a quick mate.
Hang on.
Oh, God, I'm so tired.
I need to talk to you about my car.
Right, your car.
Okay, I don't know what it is, okay, but I cannot get to grips with cars.
Yeah.
Okay, I have not got a clue when it comes to cars. So my car that I've got on like a lease is due to go back next month, right? It sent me into an absolute spin, into panic mode, okay?
Yeah, it does.
Because I'm like getting all these letters through going, if you don't cancel it by then, or we'll take a balloon payment or hand the car back or swap it over and blah, blah,
it's
blah.
It's so confusing. You're me a year ago.
Yes.
Yes.
Honestly, the paperwork awful. That's coming through, I literally look at it and I don't understand any of it. Apart from, dear Mrs. Hayes.
Yours, sincerely.
Yeah, and then I'm like, I glaze over and I'm like, what?
It's awful. That's confusing. You've got to go in and listen to someone talk to you about a car and a 1.4 diesel engine electric hybrid.
Today, I've got to do that later today. At the end of Friday, I've got to go to a car
just
garage.
Just go in and go, I want it black. I want cup holders. Bring them to me. I don't want to know anything else about them. This is what I can afford. Do your job.
We need to speak about this as well. Car dealership men. Okay, they are a different breed. Do they all speak the same language?
Yeah, they
or something.
Literally do.
Because they are all, I would describe them, and I am just going to say it, as wheeler dealers. All of them. The way they talk, they either should be working on a London marketplace, apples and pears, it's all that sort of thing, or in a car dealership. They're one and the same, aren't they?
I don't understand them. Oh, you remember Josh?
Yes.
Yeah, Josh. He's still there,
actually. He sorted your car out.
He sorted my car out, yeah. Do you remember as well, when I got to my car, they didn't sort the payment and the payment went out again. Do you remember? And I was like, overdrawn.
Didn't you have like a few grand go out?
Yeah, I was like, what the hell?
Josh.
Yeah, Josh. Yeah. Oh, mate, I feel for you. It'll be fine and you'll get through it. But...
Well, I'm not going alone.
No.
Because that would be...
You can't go alone.
No.
I went alone. Do you remember when I went alone and I was like, I can't do this?
You nearly had a panic attack in there, didn't you?
I can't do it.
Well, I'm taking my friend Dave. Now, regular listeners will know about one of my best friends, Dave. He's very good with this sort of thing. I saw him yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And he went, right, bring me all your paperwork. We'll go for a coffee and I'll have a look at it. And bless his heart, does he want to be looking through my car paperwork?
No.
No, he does not. Does he want to be coming to a car garage with me today? No, he does not. So bless his soul. I might buy him a little coffee or something, you know, just to say thanks.
Oh, you go all out, love.
Hell yeah. Maybe just, you know, a little
£3.50.
Yeah. To say thank you. So yesterday, met for a coffee. And he went, right, where's your paperwork? And I literally just got out this massive wad of all sorts of paperwork falling all over the place. And I just went, doosh, on the table. And he went, right, what's all this? I went, I don't know.
I went, just paperwork.
You look at it. Yeah. And he literally was looking through and he went, right, do you know this? Do you know about your no claims discount bonus? I was like, what? No. No. And he goes, right, what's this for? I was like, I don't know. And he was he was despairing of me.
It's a minefield or mine? We've done this before.
Minefield.
Is it a minefield?
Yeah, because it's a minefield, isn't
right,
it?
Right, you have to go,
Ooh, be careful. It could be a...
Which way? That way, this way, up way? Mine.
A bomb. A mine bomb.
Yeah.
What do you call it? What are they called? Not a mine shaft, the bad things.
You step on them.
Yeah.
It's awful.
And they explode.
Yes.
What are they called? The landmines. No. Landfills. No, no. Oh, God.
God, I don't know. Oh, mate, you're asking the wrong person.
Landmines.
Landfill? Isn't that the tip?
Yeah. Anyway, those bad things
listen,
that you try and avoid.
Yeah. Right. We've gone from cars to tips and now landfills.
Bombs. I don't. Yeah,
listen,
who knows what's next.
You'll get there.
Wish me luck, guys.
Good luck. Right, time for a quick break and then we're going to come back and do a mate.
Yes.
That's all I can manage. I don't know what's wrong with me today.
Laura's literally her eyes are glazing over.
We're going to do a mate. We're going to talk about someone very interesting that we're getting on the pod.
Yeah? Basically, cheaters.
Cheaters.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Right, okay. So the last 2 weeks have been crazy, as you know, because we talked about it on the pod a lot. We're getting a lot of messages from a lot of different people wanting us to go and spy on their partners, people telling us their stories, people wanting to join us and be cheaters, fleeces, just
the lot. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we are trying to get back to everybody's messages, but it's taken us a while, isn't it?
It is taking a while. However, we did look through a load of them when we were at the Ivy in Leeds. The Ivy in Leeds needs to sponsor us, don't they? Seriously, the
we talk about them.
Although we're not going there anymore, are we? We're now going to Gino's and the Ivy in Manchester.
Well, Gino needs to sponsor us.
Yeah, Gino.
Come on,
Gino De Campo.
Where have we got that from?
I don't know.
Did we make that up or have we got that from somewhere else?
Let's go with
Do you remember? Sorry, going back to Lisa. Do you remember the calamity of us at that train station? Do you remember?
We were on a live. We were on a... I forgot we were on a live.
Oh, it's embarrassing. Thank God lives on TikTok don't save, because I would watch that and be like, oh my God.
I completely forgot about that.
Did I at one point chase a pigeon?
You got on the floor with a pigeon, mate.
Right,
That's all I'm going to say.
Let's just move on.
What were we talking about? May? messages? Oh, we went through the messages. We're a calamity today, guys. Apologies. We went through the messages, and all we can say is there were some absolute shockers. Like, you think you've heard it all and you think you've seen it all. You haven't.
I kind of half told one of the stories to some people I was with yesterday, and they were like, what? Actually, I was sat with these people in Manchester. Why am I saying these people? Can I say what I did? I don't know if I can. Can I? I don't know. I went to meet a brand yesterday, basically.
Yeah. These people.
My other social media. And they're obviously interested in what we're doing. And I was like, oh, yes, we're doing this thing where we went out in the car and our friend was blah, blah, blah. And she just went, oh, my God, it's you. And I was like, oh, no. And I told you about this yesterday, didn't I? She's like, okay, so all the girls in the office are talking about these cheater videos. And I was like...
Honestly, this blows my mind that there's some girls working in an office in Manchester. I know this is obviously what happens on social media because I watch people, but the fact they're watching...
It's wild at the moment. But I was thinking about this last night when I was in bed. I was like, probably if you add up all our videos, it's probably got to probably about 7 or 8 million views collectively.
That is nuts.
That's honestly a lot of people.
Yeah, I can't
deal. How many people live in the UK? I mean, I'm not saying it's the whole... What's the population? Because I was going to try and work it out.
Is it in the billions?
No, it's not billions, is it?
No, is it not? UK.
What, in the UK? It can't be. Isn't that the world?
No idea. Well, I don't even know what that number is. I've just Googled it and I have no idea.
Hang on.
Do you know what that number is?
What number?
I've Googled it. A number's come up, but I don't even know what it is.
Okay.
67 million?
Hang on.
67 million.
67,856,904 people as of now. That's live. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do they know?
So the whole of the UK haven't seen our videos.
No, I know, but I would say about 10 million have. So that's a sixth of the UK.
Of the UK?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
It's all right, isn't it? It is all right. I keep forgetting where we're going with this today. What are we talking about?
I don't actually
know. Oh, the messages. Right, the messages. So we went through them and then well, oh, right. Back on track. Oh, my God. Okay, so what we've decided to do, because people want more of this, don't they? And we can only give so much.
There's only so much we can give.
And as you can see, Laura can't give anything
I can't
today.
Do anything. Okay? Well, you're not far behind me. Don't you throw me under the bus.
Laura's battery's dead today, okay? So, but still, you want more.
We're going to give you more.
We're going to give you more.
We are.
So what we're going to do, our bonus episode on a Friday, is going to be dedicated to these cheetah stories, okay? Now, we're about to go and record one now, after this.
God help her.
We've got a guest on. She's literally lunch. She's just messaged going, yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, right. Okay, she's ready.
She has got one hella a story.
Yeah, she actually was one of the first people to message us going, oi, I've got a story. And it involves someone pretty famous.
Guys, it's a real goodie. We kept this one, didn't we? We screenshotted it and kept it because we're like, this is good. It's somebody in the public eye and it's a right old story.
And listen, we have to put it on our bonus apps because we are aware that our OGs might not be interested in all these cheat videos. I mean, probably you are because why wouldn't you be? So it's just kind of something separate that we're doing. So all you need to do if you want to listen to the bonus apps is go to the link in our bio and you can become a little feral. It's like £4 a month, I think, which
is
a pound a pod if you just listen to the bonus apps. We do it for free every day, by the way.
Yeah, it's only the bonus one you need to pay for, but it's going to be good, it's going to be juicy, and it's going to be every single Friday as well.
Yeah, so we're going to now go and record that one, and we'll release it later on this afternoon.
I am so excited to chat to her. Are you?
Dun, dun, dun.
We've been waiting for like 2 months to speak to her.
Have a good weekend.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Just quickly, make sure you subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah, you are going to get all the juicy extra bits that we don't talk about on the normal podcast. And trust us, they're good.
They are good. And no adverts. So click the link in the bio of this podcast, wherever you're listening to it, or you'll find it on our Insta @ The Laura and Becky Show.